Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of December. We're in the Christmas week, and let's start with stock markets here today. And you guessed it, we are firmly in the hands of the bulls here overall, which certainly suits me, and I trust suits you. Now, starting in the Asia Pacific sector, we had modest gains by Japan. I suspect they'll do maybe a little better tomorrow because the yen has softened back to 120 against yen to the US dollar. Hong Kong, now the Hang Seng Index was quite strong, up over just over 1.25%. And it outperformed the Shanghai Composite Index. We had that one day last week as well. Now, the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index is one I really do favor. It is the cheaper valuation here at the moment. It's still under 10 times earnings, and with a yield, gosh, I think it's around 3.7. It's not far off that if that's not in the. If that's not spot on. Now, the Shanghai Composite Index, while it was up 0.61 of a percentage point in here today, it closed well off its highs that we saw earlier in the day. But nevertheless, this was a new intraday and also new closing high for this recovery that we've been enjoying. And hey, it's only up a tiny 43.83% in US dollar terms this year. How about that? Now, elsewhere, let's see, in China, just one the far less important, but I noticed that the Shenzhen Composite Index was actually down somewhat here today, three quite sharply actually. I'm not sure what's happened there today. But it was down 3.64%. But I wouldn't be too alarmed by that because the other Chinese indices are all higher. And for instance, the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index up over 3%. The Taiwan, excuse me, index up over 1%. Again, solid gains. Australia up nearly 2%. In India, which has been coming back here on a daily basis, following its biggest pullback since the Narendra Modi election, but nevertheless up 1.21% in here today. Let's see. Looks like Singapore. Up 1.57%, Malaysia 1.64%, Thailand 1.4%. These are big gains. Indonesia, very small loss, a third of a percent. And New Zealand also with a modest gain in here today. Now, bulls in charge in Europe, gains right across the boards here, which is nice to see. No big percentage changes in here on the day, however, but again, decent gains. German DAX index looks like the biggest gain. That's 0.81 of a percentage point, or 78, nearly 79 points, getting back closer to that psychological 10,000 area. It's currently at 9,865. And Wall Street, solid in here today. New all-time high on the S&P 500 index. That's at 2,078 and change. That was up a third of a percentage point. NASDAQ up similarly. Dow a little bit stronger, up 0.87. Of a percent. Canada was lower, quarter of a percentage point probably on oil, although Mexico managed to hold a gain just under 1%. Same with Brazil. Now, in government bonds, the U.S. 10-year, well, it was a fraction lower at 2.2, I beg your pardon, 2.1269%. The U.S. dollar index, a little bit firmer, and it's up very much on the higher side of its range here at 89.71%. And it's that Asian dollar index continues lower as well. The Chinese renminbi is weakening again, though. That big percentage gain that I gave you for China, that was in U.S. dollars still. The Indian rupee was a little bit firmer here. Clearly, the central bank doesn't want to see that too much lower. And what else do we have here? The euro unchanged on the day against the dollar, and sterling a little lower at 1.5586. The Australian dollar, which really has been weak in the last few months, becoming more competitive here, 0.8127, down a fraction, additional fraction here today. Precious metals took it on the chin here, with the exception of palladium, which is higher at 811. Silver down to a bit of a downward dynamic here today, currently at 15, well, this was the close at 15.652. It will shortly start trading after hours once again, but that's down 34 cents. Platinum closed at 1182. That was down nearly 15. And gold lost down almost $20 at 1176. So they're still facing that very tough competition here from government bonds, where certainly, to my surprise, the bulls are still actually making money. There's so much in the way of disinflationary and deflationary pressures. The crude oil d slump has been a big contributor to that overall. So despite the U.S. economy's GDP growth, which has been good this year and far from spectacular, but it's good among the developed economies. And my own feeling, though, is that that will ease somewhat with the pressures on the oil and gas industries in the U.S. Going forward. I think it'll be a little bit softer in the first quarter of the year, but the December figures certainly be respectable when they are eventually released sometime in January. And what else can I point out here that's relevant for you? Soybeans and corn a little bit higher in here today. Wheat, which had been leading the rally, giving up a little bit of ground here overall. And industrial metals, well, just that U.S. copper is almost a dollar lower at 2.875. And I think that's pretty much it. So, good day, another good day for the stock market bulls. And this has corrected that short-term oversold condition that we had. But it has also reaffirmed that the bull market is still very much intact. And although people are a little less euphoric or confident following the shakeouts that we saw in October and also December. But it's the persistence and strength of the bounce back that is most convincing. Again, repeat that point, reaffirming the upward trends. And on that note, all the very best for all of you.